All right, we're recording.
You can't laugh at all. I just already laughed.
Let me get my soundboard loaded up.
I think it would be uncharacteristic and inauthentic if we didn't laugh at least once during the recording.
We gotta get one laugh.
I already did it. Oh, shit. Oh,
no more. No more allowed.
I have one laugh, and Adam has one laugh.
Oh, we each get one? That's not fair.
Yep.
Like, we each get to cause a laugh?
No.
Oh, we each get to laugh.
Two laughs, yeah.
Okay, I feel like I already did, but anyway.
Oh, okay, then I'm the one that's left.
Well, hi, everybody, listeners to Everwood Never Wouldn't. This is Adam with my friends.
Eric.
And Katie. I'm going to laugh as much as I want. But not really. Not really. Like, that's the sad part.
You're not going to laugh as much as you want.
You started by saying that, and I was like, it is sad. It's not laugh, but, you know.
It is sad. It is sad. It is not laugh.
Very special episode of Everwood Never Would.
This is just a little, calling it a bonus episode feels so stupid.
Bonus.
I think I'm going to call it a bonus episode, even though it's just us popping into the feed to acknowledge a couple of tragic deaths of Everwood cast members recently. First, we had John Beasley, who plays Irv. Mm-hmm. He died on May 30th, I think.
And it was weird because we did watch an episode of Everwood on John Beasley's death,
like the day of
like his because
death.
We were like, oh, that's so sad, and then
and we didn't have time or energy to do it on Treat's death day.
Well, it's just more like, I think it was more like,
it was, well,
it was so quick after, and, like, so obviously in real life it happened very quickly after John Beasley's death, but also, like, we watched, like, it was, I don't know, it just felt like, what the hell is going on with time? Like, it just, it didn't.
Yeah.
And also because Treat Williams, like, personally, like, we, you know, we mentioned, I don't know, I don't want to spoil. All these terms seem weird for an episode like this, but, like, I didn't want to, John Beasley, was he older?
Well, so here's the thing.
So
John Beasley died at 79 years old.
Oh my God, it's not
on
even
May 30th.
That much older.
Not that much older. And Treat Williams, yes, we just want to acknowledge, died last week. We're recording this, hopefully the day that I get to release it tonight, on the 19th. 1 week ago today, Treat Williams died in a motorcycle accident, which at 71. And it's really tragic. This happened like a week or two after my grandmother's death, and I was more emotionally affected mm-hmm. by Treat's death than by my grandmother's. And that's, I mean, there are things behind why I wasn't particularly close with my grandmother. But
also specifically, obviously, if anyone is actually listening, the reason is because you also have such a close, like, relationship with Everwood, at least Everwood season one. Like, I know we've ventured off into seasons that you don't verify and validate with your seal of approval, but, like, you know, like, Treat Williams, like, as much as I fucking laid into him in this podcast, which I
early
felt so sad about. Like, Treat Williams was obviously a very uh-huh. kind, positive, sweet man, like real regular human, and like had so many talents. Like, the day he died, we were all really sad, I think. And like that day when I was like picking up my kids, or any time I was in the car driving around for whatever errands I was doing, I was playing the musical Hair and like letting Treat, like I envisioned it as it was happening, like picturing Treat's voice like flowing out my window into this small town that we live in. And like people were walking by on the streets, and I just kind of hoped in a weird way that like maybe one of them also was affected like in the same way I was, and they would hear his voice and go, oh, I wonder if that person knows about Treat Williams. It's just like an interconnectedness, because like it is still the truth. Like, I mean, Treat Williams, like, he's not a huge household
name. Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
Not
everybody
like,
knows who that is.
For us three, at least, and our listeners, I'm sure, like, his death means a lot more than to most, I think, just normal, like, people. Like, he's not, like,
he's
a,
not a
super famous.
He's not an
international
superstar.
Where, like, it's going to be plastered all over CNN for a day.
But
like,
the cool, like, one of the cool things is, like, seeing all the celebrities' reactions who you didn't even necessarily realize knew who he was. And then to, you know, it just is true. It just is a testament to, like, how he was, like, just everyone had nothing but kind things to say about him, and like, obviously so much of his content, like, I feel like that was the biggest thing as he got older for us. We were like, treats, tweets, like, he was a content creator, and he was so, it was such joyful content.
I mean,
like,
he had
positive content.
He had tweeted like an hour before the accident. He tweeted, was it like a video of mowing
hay? Well, it was a farmer
that day.
He had posted a few things that day, but like the very last one was like, you saw this older man on a tractor or whatever, you know, mowing the hay in Vermont, and he was saying like that there's, you know,
doing it the way you do in Vermont.
But he was saying something about like bottling the smell or something. If I could bottle the
smell,
he loved the smell of fresh cut hay. Like, nothing. It's just, it was very, just all very wholesome. He was such a wholesome guy.
He was so wholesome. He seemed like a very genuinely warm and kind man. So I heard the news. I, you know, you guys know this. I was traveling. I was in Colorado.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, so like, it's you know, I don't know. I don't want to make too big of a deal out of this, but it's just like in that small, meaningful way for me in my head that I was like in Colorado when Treat Williams died. Like, and I had met up with, you know, our online friend Monty, who has listened to Everwood Never Wouldn't, and they will be a guest on a future released episode that we recorded with them,
which has happened in the past. So
yeah, right, it's all ridiculous.
We're time traveling right now for sure.
You know, while we were in Colorado, like, we put on our Everwood Never Wouldn't shirts, like my one that they had made me, and Abby had sent me a Forever Wood shirt, and we put those on and like took a selfie, like, kind of in front of the flat irons, and like, you know, I just listened to the most recent episode of Everwood Never Wouldn't that we'd released. I'd listened to it on the plane flying from Denver to Pittsburgh, and
oh my god, was I very mean?
No.
Okay, good.
Not in that one.
I know, right? I know. Like, it's just, you know, it is sad because he just feels like a good human that was lost, and I don't like that.
He just, too young. He had like another 20 years of it.
Yes! Are you kidding? Like, we were talking about, me and Eric at least, I think we all ended up talking about it, but like before we were able to talk to you, we were talking about just like, I said, well, I guess that's the last Hallmark Christmas movie I'll ever watch. Because I've never in my life watched a Hallmark Christmas movie because I know they're garbage. And then we watched his, and I, you know, as much as we also kind of made fun of them, like, I loved watching Treat Williams in those movies. And I will say a little anecdote of something I did read about one of the stars. It was one of the gay couple.
Christmas House.
One of the stars of that movie was saying, I just remember, and I think it was the husband of, so it was one of the gay couple, but he said, I just remember when we were first like filming that scene and Treat came over and like made sure to give me a hug and a kiss. And it was because he wanted to make sure that he was part of this kind of moment in television history or just on the record. Like, welcome, queer person, you know, like, and I loved hearing that. Like, I just, I was like, God damn it. Like, definitely made me tear up. Just obviously on the right side of everything. I'm so sorry for making fun of your pants, Treat.
Well, that's not even his fault.
It's not
costume
his fault.
Designer.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm making fun of your voice, because your voice was also very powerful and beautiful. I'm sorry for making fun of your ways that you forgot lines all the time.
I regret that, you know, he can no longer be a future guest of the podcast. And
he could be a future ghost of the podcast.
Future ghost of the podcast, Treat Williams.
Ooh, this is Treat's tweets from Ghostland. Gotta think of the most wholesome shit to make up from Ghostland.
I love that segment. Let's not forget, we're also acknowledging, you know, John Beasley. Like, he that felt like a bit more like he was older, and it felt but also, he seemed such a kind and gentle man.
I can't even remember now. Was he ill?
It was a liver. It was liver complications. Like, he was getting some testing done on his liver, and then things just went downhill fast.
It just always feels like anyone before 80 in this time seems very like you're cheated out of something. Like, you shouldn't die at least before 80. But even at this point, it should be 100. Come on. Like, if everyone actually had access to good health care. Fucking America.
Free medicine. The world. If everybody had a Dr. Brown.
Yeah, exactly. True. I wanted to see Treat tweeting at 92.
Oh my God. Yes. The more blurry photos, like, just more bravos. Oh God.
It's sad, but we just, you know, and, you know, I have every intention of continuing to edit and release episodes in the podcast feed. You know, clearly there's going to be a lot of, like, I'm going to have to edit in going forward, like, a little disclaimer at any point that we make jokes about Treat Williams or something. Like, I might have to put in before some jokes, like, we recorded this before his death.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who knows? But I will cross those bridges when I get to them. But, yeah, this is just to acknowledge to the feed that, you know, Everwood fandom and Everwood Never Wouldn't fandom, we have lost two great ones in John Beasley and Treat Williams, and he means a lot to us, to the extent that, you know, KT and Eric are on my no longer HBO, but my Max account, and their profile name is Boner for Treat.
Yep,
it totally it is.
And I think it should stay that way.
I'm changing it
perpetuity. So I guess, I think maybe we should do an in memoriam funereal version of the Everwood theme song.
Oh no.
I don't think it should be funereal, though. I think it should be true to the theme.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't think it should be a dirge.
Belt it like Treat Williams would have in his freaking amazing Broadway appearances. Because I always said, like, every time I would make fun of him, He's a theater actor. Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with that. He's just, that's where he fits the most. Like, he's theater. He was theater.
All right, so should we belt it?
Yeah. Yeah, pretend you're stepping across the table up to, and what the hell's her name? Oh my God, what is that lady's name? No, I'm talking about hair. I'm talking about Chevy Chase's wife in National Lampoon's.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo?
Beverly D'Angelo, yeah. Him walking across the table singing. You guys don't know. Guys, come on.
I know that scene.
You gotta go watch it. But, like, I forgot it was her, his voice was incredible. We should definitely, I think that would be what he would love to be remembered
all right.
for.
No dirge. Yeah. No dirge, all surge.
Ha!
Yep.
Yeah.
The caffeinated soda from the 2000s.
Uh-huh, absolutely. The hit early 2000s soda surge.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. God. Well, let's do it. Do you guys want to mute yourselves, you. So we can, or mute me, or
no? Yeah, we mute us. That's what we do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'm so sad. Aww. Okay. Here we go.
Bye-bye,
Treat. You were a testament to your name.
Aww. Yeah, Williams.